CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
"Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?"
"No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?"
"Nuh-uh."
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to do this. My guest, next guest, Joe McNally, is on the line. But I want to take Dave. Dave, he wants to talk about what we were talking about the last hour, and that was with Alan Borsick. We were talking about public education and what's going on. Dave, give you a shot. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the call. Really quickly, you know, one of the biggest challenges with school kids today is actually a lot of them, there's a lot of truancy. And if they're not in school, I mean, they're not going to learn. And unfortunately, I think it was one of your previous callers mentioned, you know, the families do have to obviously be more accountable for their kids. Granted, you know, maybe they can't read well, whatever, but at the very least, they should be telling their kids that they have to go to school. Because if they don't, then it's a disaster. So that's all I wanted to add.
Hey, David, I would agree with you, but you know when mom is off to work and she's working and there is no buffer, you know, kids are going to do what they do and they don't understand that this is impacting their future. I've seen it happen.
Right.
You know, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe McNally. A good friend, national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator of Milwaukee radio and television, and my good friend. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. How you, Earl?
I'm doing fine, Joe. Before we brought you on, a guy that you know well, Alan Borsick.
Absolutely, good friend.
Was on the air, and we were talking about what's happening, and I guess because who is more involved or concerned about education than you and your wife, so we can kind of add on a little bit to that conversation. And so I was talking with Alan about what is taking place, Joe, with the educational systems in this society, and the fact that we just don't seem to be concerned enough about what's taking place.
Well, and I think the intelligent, educated people in America do know exactly what's taking place. And I'm really glad that you were talking to Alan about that and putting this subject out where it belongs too, because you and I talk all the time about the insanity that has taken over the Republican Party today. And I seriously believe that the attack on education, the attack on public libraries and school libraries, and trying to prevent children from reading books, for God's sake. You know, I grew up in a small town in Indiana, and you know, our education system, when I look back on it, part of it was the times, of course. We didn't learn a lot of good, comprehensive American history. You and I, neither one of us did early in
That's
our
correct.
Schools. Good God, we were learning fairy tales about, George Washington chopping down a cherry tree and, and he could never tell a lie. That was seriously put to us.
You mean they taught
American history?
They taught you that too?
And we all learned that, and we certainly did not have in our schools any kind of education about slavery during when Africans were kidnapped from their country and brought to this country and sold as property, and that was in fact how African Americans came to be, and that is such a plague on this country, and continues to be, because we have never gotten over treating African Americans as some sort of subspecies that could be treated that way, and it could be tortured and murdered and raped, by a white supremacist nation. You cannot teach American history today in schools without teaching about that. And the Republican Party of the United States has decided that they can actually stand up in public and be respectable citizens running for the highest office in the country, arguing that we should whitewash American history and not teach about the bad things that happened in our history. We should only teach, that our founding fathers were great heroes and always did the right thing. Actually, they did some great things. Thomas Jefferson wrote the best sentence that has ever been written in the English language to say that the whole idea of democracy is that all men, and they said all men because they meant all men. They weren't talking about women, and they weren't talking about men who weren't white, but they actually thought that everyone was created equal under God. They believed firmly in God, and that as a result, there were inalienable rights that government could not interfere with to pursue your life choices and to pursue democracy in America, in an America in which all men and women would be treated equally. That is the most beautiful idea that this country was founded on, and we ought to be teaching about that idea and teaching how close we come to that idea and how far we are from that idea, because that is the whole idea behind democracy. And Republicans no longer support democracy. They don't believe in that. They are preaching hatred for people who aren't like them, and that is just just an obscene idea. And then to attack public libraries because children can go into them and read and learn about anything they want to read and learn about. And that is also the idea of democracy. And I cannot believe that a political party that wants to be elected nationally in this country could argue against that.
You know, Joe, in all the years I've known you, you've always been the kind of person, as much as I would beat up Republicans and conservatives. You would always give me balance and always say, hey, Earl, that's not everybody. There are good conservatives, there are good Republicans. And this is over the years that we've had all these conversations. But Joe, I've seen the little chink in your armor here lately. I would
disagree with you, because I believe that I've always believed what you're now talking about.
Okay.
And here's what I've always believed about Republicans. In the Republican Party, and it's true today as it was true all the time, all those years we were arguing about it. there are plenty of well-educated, intelligent, decent Republicans who know better than what their party is doing right now. But here's where I've always agreed with you. It doesn't matter if they don't act on it. It doesn't matter if they don't act on it. The fact that Mitch McConnell, for instance, I would argue is intelligent enough to know that Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, by the way, the two leading voices who are all over the polls saying that they're the two most likely Republicans to be nominated for the presidential nomination for 2024. Mitch McConnell knows that those are two of the most dangerous, ignorant people that the Republican Party could nominate. But it doesn't matter if he won't say so and if he won't take action to make sure that that doesn't happen. I don't care if Republicans know better or not. I don't care if they know that Donald Trump is dangerous and have to say out loud that they support him because they want to attract his voters, because his voters are some of the most dangerous people in America right now. We saw that on January 6, 2021. We saw that. We saw them attack the United States Congress, threaten to hang the Vice President of the United States, try to murder the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, because Republicans for decades had spewed hatred towards her as if she were some sort of dangerous communist, socialist, who knows what else, when all she happened to be was a very effective leader of the House of Representatives, probably the most effective and best House Speaker that has existed in the history of this country.
So, Joel, I got to get you.
Republicans hated that.
I got to get you to stick. I got to get you to stick a pin in. We've got to go to a break. And clearly, Joel, you haven't watched Tucker Carlson's adaptation of that.
I would never watch Tucker Carlson's adaptation. Got to go to a break.
844-967-2789. Tom, I see you. We'll be right back.
Love,
don't you deserve a job you'd love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have...
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
A mixture of precipitation likely, lowest level off around 31. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, high of 35. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Well, hello there, my, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? You really want to know? Oh, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, but it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny? It's so funny how time can slip right on away.
All
I
want right,
to ask you a question. Is it all right? How's your new love?
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. I hate to cut that off. My guest is award-winning journalist Joe McNally. He's a national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator of Milwaukee radio and television. And Joe, I bet you remember George Hinton. And
you bet.
Funny how time slips away.
But you got to credit Willie Nelson with that song.
Oh, he wrote it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. It's a beautiful song. But anyway,
yeah.
Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, thank you. You say what?
Errol, I had to call back because I know if everyone had a magic wand, you know, we'd have all perfect parents and everyone would be perfect and everyone would have time to read to their kid and all of these different things. I'm sorry, that's not the reality-based world. And second, I would say that every policy that Republicans have put out there or fought against have been things that tear down our society, that then we need to have Medicare for all or child care for all or a good public education for all. Because just as an example, Barack Obama had where birth control was set up so women could get birth control, all women. To get birth control through the Obamacare. Oh my God, the Republicans were flipping out like crazy. But yet, they also don't want for people to have any help when they have children. So, and then they don't want people to terminate pregnancies. I mean, come on. The deck is so stacked against these young people. Yes, I would love it if everyone was as enlightened, you know, as Al and
and the great professor that calls in.
Yeah, Cassandra.
But they're living in a dream world. They're living in a dream world. If you want to try to make incentives, if you want to try to make it where people are making at least $25 an hour and actually have paid off time like they do in other countries, I would ask them to go watch Where to Invade Next by Michael Moore, where he goes to all the different countries and shows the differences between our countries and other countries. And the thing is, the people in the other countries actually took the ideas originally from America.
Hey, Tom.
So Republicans are people that are Republicans in leadership, I should say, but the people that vote for them, you know, Dave wants for there to be parenting, everything like that. How can there be parenting when people can't even find the time to eat?
Hey, Tom, we got to go, man. Thank you very much for the call. Joe, you want to respond?
The most interesting thing I think that Tom mentioned was just the inherent conflict of trying this does go back to the Constitution, as all these arguments with Republicans do about freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom to live your life without government interference. One of the most baffling things to me has always been that anyone who opposes abortion can also oppose contraception. That does not make sense. It is just simply not a logical conclusion. Unless you want every woman in America who ever gets pregnant to give birth, to force every woman in America who ever gets pregnant, no matter how many times they get pregnant, to give birth. Unless that's what you want, and because you're going to outlaw abortion, you have to support contraception. you simply do. I mean, that is the only logical conclusion. Of course, we have people on our Supreme Court right now, three of whom were appointed by Donald Trump, but we also one of the most radical, who is still
Clarence
on the
Thomas.
Court,
Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas, who, in fact, when he finally got his dream of voting with other people who wanted to impose their religion on America, their version of religion. They wanted to impose their version of religion because they, I think, honestly believe that abortion is murder, and you simply have to oppose murder. Well, that is a very narrow view of what abortion is, or what contraception is, because as soon as Clarence Thomas voted against allowing women in America to have the right to terminate a pregnancy, to have the right over their own body and the right over their own religious beliefs as to what they should do in their lives and do with their lives. He wanted to impose his version of religion on all women.
So Joe, unfortunately, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll give you a chance when we come back. Joe McNally, we'll be right back.
It's funny how time slips away.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. New pressure from the U.S. on TikTok after the White House told the company that if the Chinese owners don't sell their stake in the company, it could be banned in America. The U.S. has cited national security concerns. ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The U.S. has been trying to negotiate an agreement with TikTok for 2 years now, but this is the first time we've learned of the threat of an outright ban. In response, TikTok says that a forced sale doesn't solve the problem. They say that a change in ownership would not impose any new restrictions. They insist they are already taking steps to address security concerns.
The European Central Bank has just announced a half-point interest rate hike. Central banks around the world trying to fight inflation are now dealing with fears brought on by last week's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. The U.S. released footage of a Russian fighter jet spraying a drone with fuel and colliding with its propeller over the Black Sea. The U.S. says it was able to take measures to wipe sensitive information before it crashed. This is ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Krebscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Day. Pre-register for tickets at MadCityBridalExpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at MadCityBridalExpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
That's 844-967-2789. My guest is Joe McNally. He is a national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator of Milwaukee radio and television. You know, Joe, so where this divide that exists in this country now is almost insurmountable. You know, there's always been divide between Democrats and Republicans. And I would see you on television, and you would be debating other conservative commentators. And you guys used to be able to have, you know, dialogue. What happened?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Hatred. I don't think the argument is between liberal and conservative anymore. I think the argument is between haters and people who don't believe in pure hatred against the people you disagree with. And we know who did that. The Republican Party today reflects Donald Trump. Donald Trump did not invent racism. He did not invent hating women. He did not invent hating immigrants. But he wrote that for everything it was worth. He wrote it and attracted people to the Republican Party who are basically violent white supremacists. We saw them in action. We saw them try to destroy this country. We saw them try to destroy an election. We saw them try to overthrow the election of President Biden by the largest voting turnout in American history. His four-year, one-term presidency, which was the most destructive presidency we had ever witnessed, one that led to millions of deaths because of his failure to control a pandemic, or even to warn the American people after he had been informed how contagious and how deadly the coronavirus was, that was sweeping the world, that was a worldwide pandemic. We now know because Bob Woodward, a great Pulitzer Prize winning, Washington newspaper reporter from a very young age,
who's followed many presidents,
that managed to overthrow the corrupt presidency of Richard Nixon, and was still reporting on the corrupt presidency of Donald Trump. Donald Trump told Bob Woodward how contagious the coronavirus was and how deadly it was going to be. At the same time, he was telling America it was going to magically end any day now. And it was simply a lie, because he didn't want it to affect his possible reelection. That was the only reason to do that. He said he didn't want to panic the American people. Well, you know what? If millions of people are going to die in a pandemic, they need to know about it. And they need to be informed that they need to protect themselves. But the president of the United States failed to do that. And that was the most deadly crime of his presidency. At the same time, he was busy committing a lot of other crimes, because he's a corrupt individual that used the presidency to build his own fortune and cut his own taxes. That's the perfect way to describe it. And the American people threw him out of office by 8 million votes, with the largest voting turnout in history because of that. As well they should have, because he was also, it turned out, an opponent of American democracy. And he tried to stay in office after he lost the election by lying immediately. Actually, he started lying about losing the presidency before he lost the presidency. He said, if I lose the presidency, it will be because, you know, the Democrats stole it, because they were corrupt. No, he was corrupt. And we now all know that. And as a matter of fact, the American people know that. And if he is nominated again, and the Republican Party might well nominate him again. If they don't nominate him, it looks like right now they would nominate someone just like him, Ron DeSantis is the favorite choice right now because he is just as hateful as Donald Trump. He hates all the same people. He hates liberals. He hates women. He hates vaccines that save lives all over Florida. He is the governor of the state of Florida, which has the largest senior citizen population in America, and he is encouraging them not to take vaccines.
You know, Joe, when Joe, we're talking about your fellow countrymen hating other countrymen.
Yes.
For what? Well, we've got differences of opinion. Well, we've always had differences of opinion. Since when did it get to the point that you hate somebody based on that?
Well, you know what? The hate has always been there. The hate has always been bubbling under the surface. You and I, you know, we went through the civil rights movement.
Right.
And we remember when a majority in this country supported the civil rights movement. We also know that there was a lot of hate going on at that time. We don't whitewash the real history of that movement, because while today Dr. Martin Luther King is held up as a heroic figure and as someone that
it's safe to say that after his death
they murdered him,
right?
They murdered him. And the hatred existed then, and it existed of all the people that supported that movement. They put their lives on the line. They put their lives at risk to pass the Voting Rights Act.
Pass
the Civil Rights
Act. Let's bring some callers on. Let's go to CJ.
Sure. Love to.
All right, CJ.
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. This gentleman sure throws the word hate and racist around pretty easily. Why don't you ask the Florida population how much I'm not even going to use the word. They love DeSantis. He loves the veterans. He is one. So the mere fact that this guy is so ignorant to throw words of hate and racist around to be ashamed of himself. Facts. I'd like some facts on his examples of, the racist terms that he easily throws. DeSantis is loved in Florida a lot more than this hateful president we have, who we are less safe, less prosperous. And look at, he's taken us into a world war because of his ignorance and weakness of 13 soldiers that died in Afghanistan.
I can't wait to let Joe respond to you.
President.
CJ, I can't wait to let Joe respond
this
to you.
This guy is shameful.
Hang on. Joe, you want to respond to CJ?
I respond to CJ every time I come on your program, Earl.
Oh, okay. So you've heard of him, yeah.
And I know what he's going to say, but I do use the word hate about hate. I mean, I don't think we should not call out hate. I really don't. When you had a president of the United States who told members of Congress, elected members of Congress, who were black and brown people, they needed to go back where they came from, which is a racist term. We've always heard that as a racist argument, that all black and brown people should go back where they came from. Well, of course, most of those members of Congress were born in America. They're African Americans. But there actually is one who is a refugee from Somalia, we all should be very proud that member of Congress who was a refugee to this country, and a black woman besides, was elected to Congress in America. We should not tell her to go back where she came from. That's hate. I mean, he's right. I will call out hate when I hear it. I really do believe that Republican Party has to call out hatred. You know, that's what the Democratic Party did. Let me tell you what the Democratic Party did during the Civil Rights Movement. They drove out of their party white supremacists. When Earl and I were growing up, the South was called the Solid South. And it was the Solid South because it was the Solid Democratic South. The Democratic Party it dominated all elections in the South. The Democratic Party had the South in its pocket for the presidential election, every presidential election. Now, what changed that was Lyndon Johnson, who had been a Southern senator. He was a Southern senator representing Texas. His mentors in the Democratic Party were some of the worst racists in the Democratic Party. All those Southern senators who blocked the Civil Rights Bill they didn't just block the Civil Rights Bill, they blocked the anti-lynching bill. There were repeatedly, year after year, the United States Senate would vote down making it illegal to lynch black people because the Democratic Party was dominated by white racists from the South. And
that's 100% true, Joe. That's 100% true. That's 100% true.
Absolutely. And it was Lyndon Johnson wanted to be considered a great president. And he did something that no one ever expected him to do. No one ever expected him to become president, first of all, because he could not have been elected because he was one of those Southern senators that nationwide could not win a presidential election. But John F. Kennedy, who was a liberal and did support civil rights, named Lyndon Johnson as his vice president in order to attract some votes from the South, because Kennedy was a young, attractive liberal that the South hated. And in order to get votes in the South, which had always solidly supported Democrats, he named Lyndon Johnson his vice president. He didn't listen to a word that Lyndon Johnson said to him. The college educated Harvard, Yale, best and the brightest that were in Kennedy's administration, they made fun of Lyndon Johnson as the vice president, and they just kept him in a corner somewhere. And even though he was a brilliant strategist in the Senate, he'd been the majority leader of the Senate, they didn't pay any attention to anything he told them. They made fun of him. They called him Little Abner.
So Joe, you hear the music. We'll be right back on the other side. Steve, we'll come to you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union Incorporated.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Five.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 45, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows around 31. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 35, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
The 70s. I'm gonna stay in the 70s a little longer right here. You're a silhouette of splendor. I love to remember.
All right, welcome back to the Daryl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, award-winning national newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator of Milwaukee radio and television. Let's go to Stephen from Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, Stephen. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
All right, brother. Hey, I really appreciate you taking my call. You know, with all due respect, I'm tired of listening to this educated idiot you have as a host. He's not in touch with reality as we know it, as we the people know it. And he would, if he met danger or combat, he would piss on himself and cut and run if he couldn't call 911.
So wait a minute, what are you?
I'm a Trump supporter.
Okay, all right.
I'm a Trump supporter to the max. And my veteran. Okay. One thing Biden has done, not only did he steal the election from we the people, we know that. He's been violating the Constitution of the United States of America ever since he got into office.
Stephen, hold on. You said that he stole the election. There's very few, if any, other Republicans who agree with you and Donald Trump on that.
Yeah, well, that's because the majority of Republicans are just as corrupted as the Democrats. They don't honor the Constitution. Let me give you an example of what Biden did. He pulled out of Afghanistan. This is one thing you don't do to our military servicemen. You don't leave any wounded or dead behind. That's the way it is. That's an unwritten law written in blood. Biden pulled out of Afghanistan, leaving our weapons, our tanks, our tents,
so we know
the whole nine yards.
So,
but what he left our American people, American soldiers.
Sir, we know about all of that. Hey, Joel, you want to respond?
No, this person doesn't want to discuss anything. Yeah, he just called.
And see, Joel, this is what we're faced with, right? We're faced with people.
Yeah,
who...
yeah. But let me just cheer you up a little.
All right.
The last couple of calls, when you go through this every morning, you deserve. I want to make you feel better about this. Those two people, they don't represent the Republican Party either. They really don't. Right now, I think one of the most important, it's interesting that he brought up the military, because I think there is a very important split going on in the Republican Party right now that I actually think is probably the healthiest thing that is happening to this party ever since Donald Trump took it over. And that is that the war in Ukraine
is now starting to divide the Republican Party in a way that I really do think is healthy. Because, and I'll tell you what prompted it. What prompted it was Ron DeSantis, who, the last caller, or maybe it was CJ, I can't even remember, talked about how great Ron DeSantis was. People don't know very much about Ron DeSantis yet, but when they do, they're going to be appalled. Ron DeSantis recently joined Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson. You mentioned Tucker earlier. I think those three people, Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, and Ron DeSantis, are probably the most dangerous people in the Republican Party right now. And they have now all agreed on one thing. They've agreed to support Vladimir Putin in the war against Ukraine. Donald Trump did it from the beginning. Donald Trump, has supported Vladimir Putin from the time he became president, mainly because Vladimir Putin helped him become president. He spread a lot of propaganda among the right wing in this country, Vladimir Putin did, because he hated Hillary Clinton, he spread a lot of lies that a lot of the right wing in America bought into. Tucker Carlson did that very early. He was a big supporter of Vladimir Putin. And then throughout his presidency, Donald Trump supported Vladimir Putin. We know he supported Putin against the CIA and the intelligence community, and he tried to make Vladimir Putin part of democratic organizations worldwide. He supported him joining the G7, which was an organization of worldwide democracies that were opposed to Vladimir Putin, mainly for his invasion of Ukraine the first time. Tucker Carlson got Ron DeSantis to agree with Putin as well. Did you know that Tucker Carlson's commentaries on Fox News are broadcast on Vladimir Putin's state television in Russia?
No,
he actually broadcasts Tucker Carlson's attacks on the Democratic Party. Putin does on state television, and he runs Russian subtitles under. Tucker Carlson's commentaries because he wants the Russian people to hear them. Those three people, it's no surprise that they support Putin, but the leadership of the Republican Party actually doesn't. I mentioned Mitch McConnell before. I don't want to sound like a big Mitch McConnell fan because I'm not. he destroyed the Supreme Court by putting Trump's three nominees on it, and keeping one of Barack Obama's nominees off of it. He's the one who's responsible for destroying abortion rights in America, Mitch McConnell. But the one thing he's right about is he says that American conservatives should be supporting Ukraine because if you allow Russia and Vladimir Putin to destroy the democracy in Ukraine, the next thing he will try to destroy is the democracy in Poland and other parts of Europe.
So, Joe,
Ukraine is just the beginning.
So, Joe, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Bill, Curtis, and others will be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
And I say, that's my sweet baby. That's my sweet baby, 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 baby. Oh, and it would always make me sit right down in hell and concentrate on you.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on. If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday.